Told you it wouldn't be gone long. I did not lie. Just a quick minute break in between our final segment of the day. It's a way too early look at the NCAA tournament. I know Selection Sunday is coming up this Sunday, so it's not incredibly early, but because we don't know what the field is or the path in which the teams we're about to pick could make a run, we're going to sit here and try to put that together. Obviously, if teams end up on the same side, our predictions become null right away. But hey, always fun to kind of try to project and put out there, and we're going to add a couple of nice wrinkles. I'm going to go over the rules here, what we're going to be looking for between Derek and myself. Four Final Four teams. Who is our Final Four team? With one of those teams must be a projected four seed or higher. So we're including kind of three solid picks maybe, and then a dark horse in there. We'll also pick the highest seed to make the Sweet 16. We don't have to pick a team necessarily, just kind of the number, where we think that might be. The biggest seed disparity upset. So the biggest upset by seeding also in the tournament. What conference will the national champion be from? And then obviously, who is our national champion? Derek, it's your last day. I'm going to let you go first here, and you can start us off.
All right, let's start off with our Final Four teams. Let's go with that. I'll start with that. Number one, our first Final Four team is Houston. They are a one seed. In fact, as I stand it right now, I think they're the only one seed that makes it to the Final Four. I think I lied. I actually am going to change my mind real quick, and I am going to go with Kansas in the Final Four as well. Kansas won't be my national champion. I think Kansas has the pieces to make it back to a Final Four again. So those are the two one seeds. I really want to pick Arizona because I think they're good enough. When they play well, I think they are good enough to make it to the Final Four. I think they're a national championship team when they're playing well, but they're so inconsistent. So if they go on a run, then there's a team that you have to be watching out for, but they're so easily beaten that it kind of shies me away and makes me want to stay away from Arizona big time. My number three seed is Tennessee. I've got them making the Final Four as well. So we're up to Kansas, Houston, and Tennessee. And then as far as our four seed or higher, first of all, I really want to pick Indiana. I think this is a team that's prime. They're playing good basketball. I would probably pick Indiana if they had Xavier Johnson back, but they don't. He's out for the season. As a fan, it does make me excited for him potentially coming back next year trying to grab a medical redshirt. I think without that guard depth, and we kind of saw that this weekend materialize a little bit, I don't quite think they have the potential to make it over the mark for that. This is probably a second weekend team. Don't get me wrong. This might even be an Elite Eight team, but I don't think they're ready to take the step to the Final Four just yet as kind of that dark horse pick to kind of lay around. And when you get to that four line or higher, it really opens up big time. But I will pick St. Mary's.
Oh,
you know, I think I've always been high on St. Mary's all year. I think this is a team that is solid defensively. If you look at my trends, that the teams that I just picked, three of them are excellent on defense. So you can kind of see where my thought process is going. But I do think St. Mary's can make it. And it's been a long time since a legitimate mid-major has made it. Obviously, Butler back in 2011, if you don't count the Zags, which the Zags don't really count as a mid-major anymore because of what they've done and the near blue blood pedigree that they've built over the last 20 years with Mark Few. I think St. Mary's is my fourth Final Four team. And with that, I will turn it back to you real quick and bring it on. I'm willing to see what your Final Four teams are going to be because I'm sure they're going to be at least somewhat different than mine.
So we're a St. Mary's morning show, it sounds like. That was going to be my dark horse pick as well.
Nice.
So we're going to throw that out there, and I've got a little stat to throw with that at the end. I'm also going to go down my list, though. I'm going to take Houston in the Final Four, so we're pretty similar there. I'm going to ride UCLA. That's my second team. And then I'm also going to take Gonzaga. So I've got Houston, UCLA, and Gonzaga, and then also St. Mary's. So I am really all in on the West Coast Conference when it comes to teams. I like what Gonzaga's been able to do down the stretch of the season. Here's why I really love St. Mary's. First of all, the analytics love them. And if you've listened to this show, you certainly understand me and Derek are heavy on the analytics. Right now, St. Mary's number 7 in KenPom. Saw a tweet this morning that if, let's say, KU's a number 1 seed, St. Mary's is your, you know, 4-5, somewhere in that range. If those teams were to meet in the Sweet 16, kind of how you'd project it based on their projected seeds, it would be a pick 'em. There would not be a favorite. You would think on paper, I think a longtime college basketball fan, and if you weren't that dug into what's been happening, I think you would certainly say, well, that's an easy, you know, Kansas would be favored by a handful of points. If this morning that game was taking place today, it would be drawn up as a pick'em. I thought that was really impressive, and it's a testament to what St. Mary's has done this season. Top 10 adjusted defense and a top 35 adjusted offense. So I really like St. Mary's there in that regard. Okay, next stop. What will the highest seed be to make the Sweet 16, Derek?
That's a very interesting question. I think it will be a double-digit seed, and as it stands right now, could be a number of different groups. I mean, it could be a Big 12 team still. You know, you could see a team like Rutgers, although their offense has kind of struggled, and I think Rutgers has been a trendy pick. I'm actually going to go with two here. One of them is West Virginia. They're a 9 seed. That potentially could be the biggest that could make the Sweet 16. And then there's another 9 seed I'm looking at, too, in Memphis. Of course, a team that just took Houston to the wire on Sunday and got beat at the buzzer. Memphis has been totally underrated all year. This is a 23-win ball club. It's a team that could win the American Conference Tournament, in my opinion. Could still pull an upset against Houston. I think they're good away from home as well as they are at home. But I guess I'll say a 9. I'll settle for a 9. There were a couple other teams I was looking at, Rutgers notably, that I was kind of leaning towards as maybe making the Sweet 16. You know, oftentimes we do see double-digit seed make the Sweet 16, but I will go with a 9 seed, either West Virginia, and that's kind of a hard pick because either West Virginia or Memphis will pull an upset over a number 1 seed.
So I would have said if we had been doing this about a month ago, Kentucky probably would have fallen in this range of a double-digit seed, and I probably would have rolled with the Wildcats. They've played really well, and they're now up to a 6 spot. I like both of those picks. I'm going to go one mid-major and one Power 5 team. I'm going to take VCU out of the A-10. They're projected to be a 12 seed. That's a bit of an untrendy pick. When you look at what VCU has done this season, they've dominated inside of their conference, but analytically not as good of a year for the A-10 as it has been in years past. But I love what VCU has been able to do defensively. In fact, they're one of the top defensive teams in the entire country when you look at it, just what they've been able to do. They are 22 now defensively. The offense, not great. Adjusted offensive efficiency is 106, 1 at 166. But I like VCU. It all depends on the draw. That's as a 12 seed. And then I'm also going to take a Big Ten team here. A lot of this because of how they've been playing late and the way they're able to score the basketball. Derek, you might have an inkling as to where I'm going with this, but I'm going to take Penn State to be a team. They're projected to be 11 as maybe a Sweet 16 riser. So we'll say 11 or 12 there for me between those two teams. Now, the biggest seed disparity upset. So what will be the highest seed to beat the lowest seed in a sense? It could be a 16-1, 15-2, 14-3, or maybe a 14-1. However it would shake out, what do you think will be the biggest matchup? You know, who would be your lowest seed and who would be your highest seed?
It's going to be a 13-4 matchup at some point because I think the 4 line is super, super vulnerable when you look at it this year. If we just go by what the matrix shows right now. By the way, going back to Penn State, awesome pick. And it's trendy because they are a great and very streaky 3-point shooting team. They can defend well, but they're a great 3-point shooting team. And any team that can get hot like that consistently is dangerous in March. I think it's a 13-4. And honestly, theoretically, when I look at the 4 teams that are on the 4 line, UConn, Xavier, Indiana, and Virginia, any of those teams could lose in the first round. And as it stands right now, maybe Toledo, Utah Valley, Iona, and Yale, this could be the curtain call for Rick Pitino at Iona. There's been some rumors floated out there. I like Toledo out of the MAC. I like Yale out of the Ivy League. I think one of those teams is going to lose. In my opinion, the two most vulnerable teams on the 4 line are UConn and Virginia, and I think one of those teams goes down in the first round.
Love Yale. I really do like Yale, and I was kind of hunting around that 13-4 line. Hey, real quick, while we are out there listening, we are pulling these from bracketmatrix.com. Does a great job of compiling all the seeds. So this is what we're projecting, kind of making our early projections on, just in case you were wondering, where are these guys getting these numbers and things like that. So just want to toss that out there. Iona, also very trendy. Yeah, I just think that, I think you're right. I think the 4 seed right now, that line very vulnerable. And I think you look at the teams right now that are out there, Xavier, Indiana, probably your 2 strongest as far as consistent. Connecticut in that range as well. Virginia, that would be a team that would not shock me. You know, I think that the Cavaliers could make a Final Four run just as easily as they could lose in the first round. I'm going to say 13-4-2. I don't know who it would be, but I'm going to roll on that 13-4 line. we'll kind of just group these last two in together, because if you know, what conference will the national champion be from, and then who will be your national champion, Derek?
Yeah, and again, this is not going to be a necessarily fun pick. I think a lot of folks have keyed in on this. This was actually my preseason pick, so to make it to this point in the year definitely means they're not going to win at all. I like Houston. I think the American gives it away because they're the only legitimate American Conference team that could win the national championship. I think Memphis could make a run, but Houston's the only legitimate team out there. They're too good on defense. Their offensive rebounding is so good. If they lose a game, it's going to be in the 50s. It's the way this team is going to lose. It's going to be some grinded out game, bunch of turnovers, and an ugly game. It's how they win, for crying out loud. So it's definitely how they're going to lose. I think Kelvin Sampson finally gets that national championship. I think Houston is the most well-rounded team. It's the only team that I really have confidence. I would say right behind Houston is Kansas, and that's the only other team. And part of that's because I've seen them in person at this point. I saw them late in the year, and I think Kansas is solid, but I don't think they quite have the horses. Houston is my pick at this point, and also looking forward to, by the way, if things work out with that 1-4 line, I can almost guarantee you the NCAA tournament committee is going to set up a potential Houston-Indiana Sweet 16, and really would be excited for that. Maybe might even have to make an appearance in person for that. But that's a side note. Give me Houston.
That'd be awesome. That'd be really fun to be a part of that and be at one of those games. I'm going to go trendy. I'm going to go Gonzaga. I've loved the Zags, and I understand analytically, you know, the age-old saying, and you know, this team's never won this way, according to KenPom, or this team's never won this way. I think Gonzaga right now is your 10th best team, according to adjusted efficiency. Top offense in the country, 90th ranked defense. Scary, you know, I understand that. But I think enough of the spotlight is off of Gonzaga to allow them to kind of play a little bit more free in this tournament than they would have been able to do in years past. It's all going to come down to the draw, as it will for most of our picks, obviously. But, you know, Gonzaga ends up as a 3 or a 2. Kind of maybe hiding in the bottom half of the bracket. I would love to see the draw first, but that might be a team I pick to go all the way, and that's what I'm going to say as of today. Gonzaga is my pick to win the national champion.
Love it, and I want you in my bracket, in my bracket pool, because the Zags are not making the Final Four.
All right, we'll definitely make sure we get that together. Hey, Derek, for the last time, we just want to thank you for all you've done out here in Western Kansas. I know for the great people and Dodge City and everything in that community you've been able to put together. This is unfortunately your final show with us today. Still going to be around. You'll be there for the next week and then covering, obviously, the community college if they do go ahead and make it into the national championship, whether that be on the women's side or the men's side. But just wanted to say from Western Kansas Broadcast Center, thank you big time. It's been fun. And like you kind of hinted at yesterday, it's your friend now. We text quite frequently, even though we work in two different cities. And little did we know way back in July that two Indiana guys were going to be making their way out to Southwest Kansas. And it's been truly a great time. So I just wanted to say thank you here on your final show.
Yeah, and it has been a great ride. Not only this has been an unexpected part, too. You know, when I took this job, didn't know that this was going to be a thing. This is kind of your brainchild, and I love it. It has been fantastic. I have loved getting back into the talk show side of things. I missed that from college. So it has been a fun ride, and can't wait to see you tomorrow. And I hope to see you in Wichita this weekend with the Lady Bronkbusters making a deep run. But again, thanks to so many folks that have made this possible. This has been a great ride, and I have very much enjoyed my time here in Western Kansas.
Well, we thank you, Derek, and do want to give everyone a big notice here. We are not going to be in studio or on the air the next 3 days. We've got Region 6 playoff coverage to attend to and some other things across our schedule. So this is our last show of the week, unfortunately, but we will be back next Monday. For Derek Decker for the final time, I'm Baylen Height. Have a great Tuesday, Western Kansas. We'll see you right back here next week.
This has been the Morning Roundup Show.